Breaking news. The chaos continues to unfold in Lebanon as multiple Internet of Things devices have just started to explode once again. Inside Russia, we have the largest conventional, at least the jury is still out on that in terms of whether or not this was conventional, because if anything ever looked like a nuclear detonation and could be a subject of debate amongst the most seasoned of military analysts, this would be it. This is the biggest ammunition dump, and it was hit by a missile. There is video evidence to support that this was not hit by a drone. This was hit by a missile. This was very deep into Russia, near the Moscow Oblast. In fact, the largest ammunition depot inside Russia has been destroyed. If you destroy all of Russia's conventional munitions, they only have one other remaining option. This is a massive escalation, and we will see a significant reprisal as a result.
It's going to be an attack on NATO is unknown, but these were struck by a missile. We'll talk about the details of that in just a moment. But first, the breaking news story today, we have massive explosions erupting in unison throughout Lebanon. Once again, some of these explosions were reported to be significantly larger than yesterday's. We have chiefly among them backup communication devices like walkie-talkies of the Baofeng sort. Of course, preppers are no stranger to Baofeng radios, and I bet you'll never look at your Internet of Things devices, walkie-talkies, ever again in the same way. These events are unparalleled in all of human history, and that should not go without saying. We have a variety of other backup communication devices targeted: houses, electronic vehicles, motorcycles, scooters, solar systems, and their battery banks, as well as iPhones. Reports that multiple devices have simultaneously exploded in Lebanon once again. The question is now whether or not these were a part of the same supply chain hack that had the claim, of course, is, and this is still just a claim by anonymous officials at this point, that Israel was somehow able to hack the supply chain of these pagers, embed a small amount of explosive powder in them, of which were triggered by the lithium thermal runaway catalyst. Now, the question is whether or not this attack today had some more predominant cyber components, in that the battery management systems of these Internet of Things devices that mostly run on lithium battery, were they all induced to have this thermal runaway effect and explode? That is the question right now. I bet you after today or the last couple days, anybody paying attention is going to be looking at their AirPods in a different way, is going to be looking at all of their smart tech. Think about all the smart tech you have that has a lithium battery on it. I mean, I'm in a lithium car right now. I have a lithium watch. I have, in fact, we did a review of these. These are the spy glasses that have a camera on them. These are what I use for my Karen vision. And these have a battery in them. Okay, we're talking about, I mean, never mind Neuralink and all of the other invasive technologies that they're going to try to put in inside people in the future. Could you imagine a hack gone wrong in which a thermal runaway effect was induced in these types of devices? Could you imagine the chaos that would unfold? Even if they had a self-destruct kill switch and it was not explosive in nature, even if all of our electronic devices right now have some sort of a dormant malware on them, a kill switch of sorts that is going to be activated to preempt any sort of major attack on Western countries. This should be a wake-up call to people. This is, again, unparalleled in all of history. We have never seen anything like this. Today, hundreds more casualties. The amount of explosions were less numerous, at least so we know right now. I'm sure as the data comes in, it's going to be in the thousands once again. Biometric machines. What's most concerning to me is the solar systems that are being reported to have exploded as well. So, of course, solar systems, a central component is the battery, the lithium-ion battery. And these things would be ticking time bombs, as well as EVs. EVs, like right now, I'm sitting on probably, 50 to 65 kilowatt hours of lithium-ion battery power. That's a massive explosion if you can induce it in the right way. Now, again, a lot of these batteries have fail safes in them to prevent a explosive effect, but they would still catch on fire. So they have venting in the batteries. I don't know all the science of it, but what can happen is that if you mess with the software and the battery management system, a gas can be created via the lithium, and then the lithium itself can act as a trigger to blow up the gas, which is how these things explode. That's just the short layman's explanation. So this is major because right now we have simultaneous attacks by Israeli F-35s on the southern part of Lebanon. So the war with Lebanon is a go. Let me just quickly check what oil is doing right now. Of course, oil has been a laggard lately in terms of tracking current events. And of course, oil is down. You know, as a massive war in the Middle East is unfolding, oil is down. Go figure. Right now, Israel is mobilizing at the border. And right now, you're just seeing chaos abound inside Lebanon. Remember that quote at the end of the movie, "Leave the World Behind." One of the central strategies in modern warfare is to initially sow chaos, confusion, disorder, and pandemonium so that in the actual offensive phase, you've destroyed the communication networks of your adversaries. I guarantee you right now, everybody is doing a gear check throughout the Middle East and probably in Russia and China as well. A lot of people are having doors knocked on today, okay, especially in China. In fact, Taiwan, they sent the police to the facility in which these pagers were supposedly manufactured. However, these were subcontracted to a place, I believe it was in Hungary. So if Mossad was able to interdict this shipment, they did it in Europe somewhere, all right? Now, that situation is still developing. There was a Russian special flight squadron doing circles around Belarus today, signifying that perhaps Lukashenko's warnings about a pending NATO provocation are real. This is the information on flight radar. This was a Russian special flight squadron plane. And the reason why I bring this up is because this is not something that you see nowadays. Belarus, a large part of their airspace, has still been in a no-fly zone, under no-fly zone. So for them to have this plane circulating in this region is, again, it's not out of the ordinary because there is planes that fly north of Minsk, but it is something that you don't see every day. So it signifies that something is cooking, all right? And right now, after this massive explosion, this is just one part of this massive ammunition depot that was supposed to be nuclear proof. I will put the image of the explosion in the thumbnail, and I will post a link to the video of the explosion on the bottom of this video, or I'll pin it in the comment section and you can look for yourself. Most people are saying that this is conventional, okay, that it was a massive conventional explosion. I think this was probably the largest conventional explosion in history. People are comparing it to the Halifax explosion, which I believe was 2 kilotons approximately of explosive materials. I believe this was 30,000 tons. So that would be 30 kilotons of explosive materials. And this was supposed to be a nuclear hardened facility. Okay, this is supposed to be able to survive being hit by a nuclear weapon. And this thing was destroyed with a missile. There's video today that was released that shows a missile inbound. There are what appear to be either civilians, I'm assuming they were actually troops, recording this, and you could hear the missile. It was not one of these rinky-dink Ukrainian drones. This was a missile. Whether this missile came from presumably Ukraine or a NATO country nearby, like some people are speculating, Latvia. I highly doubt that because, of course, that would be a massive escalation. But rumor is that these were actually Ukrainian homegrown missiles. And this is what I said weeks ago when I said it really doesn't matter if Ukraine or if NATO approves deep strikes into Russia or not, because they're setting it up so that Ukraine can use its own homegrown missiles and that that'll be something that the Russians accept. Okay. So this base in Russia is about 500 kilometers from the Ukrainian border. Is it 500 kilometers? Yeah, it's 500 kilometers, not miles. They initially claimed that a drone strike was what did this, but we know now that that's complete and utter bullshit. This was not a drone strike. This was a missile. There is no doubt about it. There is no way that a rinky-dink drone is going to be able to penetrate what was supposed to be a hardened bunker. It could be that there was some chain reaction. They were able to wait till the door was open or something like that, and they were able to get a missile in there, and that's what made everything detonate. But this is this explosion is just off the charts. It actually caused a 2.8 magnitude earthquake, okay? Now, they're saying that a domestically designed HRIM-2 Grom tactical ballistic missile is what caused this explosion. That's one of the speculations at this point in time. This ammunition depot in the Tver region, a lot of this ammunition was to be used in the war with Ukraine. However, there is speculation that its positioning, where it was located, was actually intended to be used for a war with the Baltics. Among some of the weapons that were stored there were Grad missiles, 82mm mortar mines, S-300 and S-400 missiles, South Korean KN-23 missiles, as well as Iskander, 30,000 tons of ammunition. All right. So this is a major escalation in the conflict, especially if this is NATO ISR and NATO weaponry that was involved here. Now, the Russians are completely downplaying this. There's a total media blackout. They have the audacity to claim that this was a fire. And this is how you know how deep the corruption runs in Russia, and why it's taken them so long and why they have so many hiccups. Heads have to roll at this point in time if you're the Russian government. Because RT today, they don't show an image of this massive explosion, right? And this is something you need to understand, is that as the Russians, as the Iron Curtain descends on Russia, and YouTube and Meta and all of these agencies start to sever ties with Russia and don't allow their citizens to access our Western media, they have no alternative way to access this information. Sure, they can see it on Telegram, but their mainstream media is downplaying this immensely. They don't show a picture of the explosion. They show some generic, you know, B-roll from the back of a guy's back and saying that, oh yeah, there was a debris from a falling drone caused a fire. That was the actual line. Now you look at this explosion that I'm going to post a link in the description, and you tell me who is full of shit. The Russians are lying to their population about the severity of these attacks. And I've always said that as the conventional stockpiles of Russia dwindle, they'll only have one option remaining, and that is a non-conventional one. And this is going to prompt a massive escalation. The question is, how much ammunition were they actually able to target? Where was Russia's air defense? Why were they not able to stop this missile? Why wasn't this area heavily defended against? This supposed nuclear-proof bunker turned out to be a piece of shit that got destroyed. And the more corruption, the reason why we say this is because Russia has less and less options. The nuclear option becomes more of an option, Okay? Again, I'm trying to view this situation objectively. For those of you who say I'm NAFO, go fuck yourself. For those of you who say that I am a Putin shill, go fuck yourself doubly. I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on. And not a lot of people are trying to do that. I see too many people getting caught up in defending one side or the other. If you genuinely want to understand what's going on, follow this channel. We will walk through this together. We will try to decipher the fog of war, which is incredibly thick, together. And we will do it as apolitically as possible, because that's the only way you're going to get any truth nowadays. If you want to support the channel, go to CanadianPreparedness.com. Gear up now. The elections are inbound. And this kind of crazy shit is only going to ramp up as we approach that day. And even after that day, I would argue that the more sensitive time is between the after the election and the inauguration. That is going to be one of the most critical periods of time. So buckle up, guys. This shit's only getting weirder. See you in a few hours.